We've got obviously so much that we're going to be following up here on the situation of the Trump Mar-a-Lago thing. But Clay, apparently a guy tried to join a sorority out in what happened here? Because, you know, they didn't have sororities at Amherst, which was a huge, big L there, big loss for the Buckster in college.
University of Alabama, the bid week or whatever
you want
to call it,
rush. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Is a monster deal, the sorority rush. So for the first time ever, they had a biological man who was attempting to become an Alabama sorority girl. God bless Alabama, Roll Tide. The sororities all rejected him and refused to allow him as a man, identifying as a woman, to become a member of any of their sororities. So I got to say, Roll Tide. Good for the University of Alabama. Good for these girls standing up for themselves and not allowing a guy in, because there are a lot of dudes that would try to do this otherwise. And by the way, if you're a straight guy, you got into the right sorority. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like, heck, I'd like to live in a sorority house. It's like the guys who end up in prison that go and flip and decide to live in a... you saw that in New Jersey where the guy got two different women pregnant?
Show's over.
Wild times.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. On the front lines of truth.
The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants to give back to his loyal customers. The latest offer? Well, the biggest bed sheet sale ever. This sale is on the MyPillow Percal sheets that are available in a variety of colors and sizes. The queen size regular price, $89.98, now only $39.98 with our promo code CLAYANDBUCK. Very limited supply, so order now, because when they're gone, they're gone.
The MyPillow Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. They also have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Supplies limited, so go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code CLAYANDBUCK.
There are other deep discounts on all MyPillow products, or call 800-792-3269 and use promo code CLAYANDBUCK. That's 800-792-3269.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. That's Blinds, T-E-R.com. Can you read a tape measure and turn a screwdriver? If so, you can enjoy our custom blinds, shades, and shutters and save money by doing it yourself. I'm so confident you can install our blinds. If for any reason your blinds don't fit, even if it was your mistake, we'll remake the blinds in the size you need free of charge. You only pay shipping.
And for Clay and Buck listeners, use the promo code CLAYANDBUCK and save 45%. That's BlindsTER.com.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. For years, it was me in one office. Then I opened an office on the West, and I went back and forth. Then came Steve Romeo when I retired. Now comes Dr. Matthew Lingman. Matt saw a lot of hearing loss as a medic in Afghanistan, and when he came home, went to school and earned a doctorate in audiology. So he is highly qualified and genuinely cares about helping people with their hearing loss. With Steve and now Dr. Matt on board, both offices are now open 5 days a week. And I promise you, at Quality Hearing Aids, you will never sit 2 hours in a waiting room and then feel like you're rushed out when you finally get to see the doctor. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday denounced the FBI for its search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago property. This came during a rally in support of two Republican nominees in Arizona. More from Bernie Bennett.
Governor DeSantis spoke for roughly 45 minutes in support of Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters and GOP gubernatorial nominee Kari Lake, both of whom were endorsed by Mr. Trump before their primaries during an event hosted by conservative group Turning Point Action. DeSantis said these agencies have now been weaponized to be used against people that the government doesn't like, drawing a comparison to the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server. The FBI searched the Mar-a-Lago estate last week in connection with its investigation into whether the former president unlawfully concealed or removed public records or obstructed an investigation. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Wyoming's Republican primary may come down to voters' opinions of the 2020 election. That story from Bob Agnew.
GOP Representative Liz Cheney appears to be fighting a losing battle in her home state. She has angered Republicans there with her fierce opposition to former President Trump and her participation in the one-sided January 6 hearings many in the GOP are calling a kangaroo court. Her opponent, Harriet Hageman, shares Mr. Trump's view the 2020 election was rigged in favor of Joe Biden. Statewide, 96% of Cheney supporters say 2020 was fair. Only 16% of Hageman supporters agree. Bob Agnew reporting.
Cities and farms in seven western U.S. states bracing for cuts this week as officials stare down a deadline to propose unprecedented reductions to their use of water from the Colorado River. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation in June told the states to determine how to use at least 15% less water last year. Stocks higher, the Dow up 156 points. More at townhall.com.
You're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver? Listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The wettest monsoon season in a decade is one of the reasons the water level at Lake Mead is actually increased by more than a foot. The Bureau of Reclamation officials say the 15-inch increase is also the only rise during the summer months in at least the past 3 years. The lake level usually drops by a foot or two during the summer months. The nation's largest reservoir is currently about 27% capacity. Lake Mead provides about 90% of southern Nevada's drinking water. Well, the storm cells danced around the Vegas Valley over the past weekend, dropping most of its monsoonal moisture in the state of Arizona rather than Nevada. The National Weather Service says Mojave County in northwest Arizona, they got the bulk of the monsoonal moisture, with more than 2.5 inches of rain in just 6 hours. The possibility of rain is going to be lingering all week long here in southern Nevada, all the way into the weekend. In fact, there's about a 15% chance of rain today, with the daytime high of 97. Look for an overnight low of 81 degrees, 39% humidity. It's 90 degrees right now.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for some police activity there. It's on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. Lane restrictions could cause some congestion on Interstate 15. That's both directions between Tropicana and Warm Springs, because those HOV lanes are closed for repairs until August 25th.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, brand new week. And, of course, that means Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is still euphoric because the Raiders are now 2-0 in preseason. Or are you euphoric, or am I missing something?
Well, since my Cowboys will never be 2-0, I'll just have to settle for the Raiders in preseason doing well.
Hey, any win is a win. Although the preseason games, not that big a deal, obviously. I want to ask you first of all of the talk about the Raiders and how they're doing well. Do you place much importance on preseason? I mean, or is it really just an exhibition game?
No, I don't. I don't place any importance on it. I mean, I think the important things are all not contained in the final score. Maybe that's a better way to say it. I mean,
yeah.
I think you see players improving. I think you see which players are kind of, you know, rising to the top and, you know, usually not, you know, top like, oh, they'll be the star, but, oh, maybe that person will be the backup instead of that person will be the backup. And, you know, I they're not maximizing their chances of winning, obviously. So
I'll just tell you, it is fun to walk into a sports bar or a gaming lounge, whatever you want to call it, and you see all the monitors with the football games on, and that's pretty damn cool. It's time.
Yeah, it is. It's always. I mean, football is a lot of fun. I mean, there's a reason it's the most popular sport in America. And it's nice to be, you know, have some real football right around the corner.
I got to ask you, over the weekend, Congress has passed the Inflation Reduction Act. And the big question is, obviously, when will the president sign it? He's going to sign it this week, obviously. And he's going to make a big to-do about it. What did you make of that bill? How much damage is it going to do? And is it going to do anything for inflation?
Well, I think it'll increase inflation. I mean, you know, we're having these problems because the government has pumped an unprecedented amount of money into the American economy, and inflation is, you know, too much money chasing too few goods. And guess what we have? You know, we have too much money out there. And guess what this bill does? It spends a ton of money. And all this idea of, oh, it's deficit neutral, it brings down the deficit. No, it's not going to. Everyone knows you know, they do some accounting gimmicks to try and you know, be able to say that. But at the end of the day, this is another increase in spending. It's more money into, you know, green and electric stuff that is not cost competitive on its own, which is why it requires subsidies. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you do to create inflation. You pump money into products people don't want, and then you take the products that people need, oil and gas, and you're telling those industries, you know, don't do any more long-term investments because, you know, we're going to subsidize your competitors and put you out of business. And so, and then you end up with $5 a gallon gas. I mean, that's what happens. And you're just going to get more of the same with this bill.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I got to ask you, 87,000, not 8,700, 87,000 new IRS agents, enforcement agents. Some will probably be armed with weapons. Can you talk a little bit about what these 87,000 new IRS agents, does that mean we're all going to get audited?
Well, the chances of it are much higher. I mean, you saw it right in the bill. I mean, this is a revenue increasing provision. And so what are those agents going to do? Well, presumably the vast majority of them are going to go out and say, well, this person's cheating on their taxes. And, you know, there were Republicans offered an amendment and said, you know, none of these hires can be used to audit people making under, I think, $400,000 a year. And Democrats voted it down. So, you know, they had a chance for all this rhetoric about, oh, no, this isn't targeted at low-income people. They had a chance to put their money where their mouth was, and they said, yeah, no, we want to be able to audit the person, you know, making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year. So, you know, and the thing is, people say, well, if you're honest, why is it a big deal? I mean, when the IRS sends you a letter and says, we think there's something wrong, that's a big deal because it's stressful. And because even if you didn't do something wrong, it's time, if not money, you know, to basically prove yourself innocent.
What did Catherine Cortez Masto and the rest of the Nevada delegation do? Did they vote with the president and with Nancy Pelosi and with Chuck Schumer, or did anybody hold out?
Well, it was a party line vote. So, I mean, Senator Masto cast the deciding vote for this bill. You know, you look at all these Democrat spending programs, she was the deciding vote on the American Rescue Plan, on this bill. And I mean, that means she is directly responsible for inflation. She's directly responsible for the high prices people are paying. Obviously, she's not completely responsible, but that was a major factor, and she was the deciding vote. And the rest of the Democrats in Nevada also, you know, also voted in favor for it, in favor of it.
And let me just ask you, but as far as if it will reduce inflation, it will not. You're fairly certain it's going to increase inflation?
I think it's going to increase inflation. Obviously, you know, you'll see these models and they'll say, well, in 10 years, it'll decrease inflation by 0.1% and blah, blah, blah. But this is the bottom line. When the government doesn't have money and it creates money out of thin air and it spends it, or it issues debt and then the Federal Reserve, you know, issues money to buy the debt, you are creating inflation. When those 87,000 people are hired by the IRS to go audit people, they're not out there in the economy building something and doing something productive. These are the things that create inflationary pressures. When you say, we're going to subsidize this uncompetitive energy source, and it's going to cause oil and gas companies not to invest in new refineries and new, you know, as much in new wells and new drilling, those are the things that create inflation. So, I very much think it's going to create inflation, and I don't even think it's going to be particularly close.
I got to ask you, because it's education and it's one of your strong suits, the whole notion of teacher shortages, is there any news on that front? Have we closed the 1,500 teacher gap over the course of the last week or so?
No, we definitely haven't closed the gap. You know, there's still a lot of teachers. A lot of students, well, I'm looking at the stats right now. So 2 weeks ago, I wrote a piece on this. They were at 1,453 openings, and today they're at 1,405 openings. So,
wow.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, you're looking at probably close to 30,000 students, you know, over 10% of the district. Well, I mean, not all these are classroom jobs, so that's probably a little high. But, you know, somewhere between 20 to 30,000 students who don't have a full-time teacher. You know, maybe in best case scenario, they have a long-term sub. You know, maybe they get shuffled into, you know, two classes, get combined into one so that everyone has a teacher. But it's a disaster, and it's a disaster because, especially because these vacancies are concentrated in the worst performing schools. And so it's just, you know, if you go to a bad school, this is supposed to be your ticket out, a good education, give you a chance to advance in America. And instead, you'll be lucky to even have a teacher for the whole year.
Wow. And God only knows what's going on in those 1,500 or 1,400 classrooms with subs. What, you know, is this like glorified babysitters? I'm assuming there are some good substitute teachers. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's some good substitute teachers. But, I mean, the challenge is that, I mean, if you do not have a long-term sub, and a long-term sub is basically a teacher that they can pay less money to because they don't have a certain credential or for whatever reason. But the problem is, and so, you know, at least that, you know, at least if you have a long-term sub, there's someone there you're building a relationship with, they're getting to know the students. If you've got someone who's there for 2 days and then, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday it's someone else and the next week it's someone else, you're not learning something. I mean, the teacher doesn't know anything. They haven't established a routine. Presumably, you know, the kids are going to be just all over the place behavior-wise. And I mean, that's not how you learn. I mean, you just don't learn like that. And so it's just a tragedy, a complete tragedy, and the school district's willingness to just sacrifice these kids to not learning is absolutely despicable. And if they really wanted to do something, you know, I made some suggestions. I mean, one of the suggestions is you just offer parents, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a year to leave. You just say, all right, are there people who want to homeschool? You know, here's some money to buy homeschool curriculum, or people who want to go to private school, here's some money. You know, see how many kids you can get out of the district, and then voila, all of a sudden you're starting to solve your teacher shortage problem. But, you know, instead we're going to get the district going to the legislature and saying, oh, we need no more money. Look at all this teacher shortage. It's so sad. And it's like, no, this is a failing system, and you never fix broken systems by throwing money at them.
It is the wettest monsoon season in 10 years, and it's impacting Lake Mead for the good. We'll talk about that and more coming up with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are as we continue. And one of the things we're going to talk about is there really a problem with Lake Mead, or is it just a cycle that we're going through? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues, gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to celebrate. And celebrating with us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Lake Mead up 18 inches. We have the monsoon season, the wettest monsoon season in 10 years. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, you see, it's not really that much of a problem. How much of a water problem do we have at Lake Mead?
Well, it's all about how you define it, right? I mean, there's a problem in the sense of, you know, can you just go turn your hose on and let it run into the street and everything be okay? No, we don't have the water supplies to do that. Is it a problem in the sense that, you know, in 5 years you're going to turn your faucet on and you're not going to have any water and the town's going to dry up and blow away? No, it's not a problem in that sense. Now, if I was in L.A. or Arizona and, you know, was looking at Lake Mead shrinking and thinking, boy, if it gets down too much lower and the water can't get past Hoover Dam, yeah, that would be a problem for them. But Las Vegas will be fine because we've got that third intake underneath the lake, and we recycle most of our indoor water. So, Las Vegas, I mean, of the states in the, you know, further downriver of us, we're in the best shape of all of those.
Late last week, Gavin Newsom, the governor of the People's Republic of California, issued a new water policy. Anything that impacts us here in Nevada?
Yeah, that's a good question. I apologize. I haven't seen the policy. Hopefully, you know what they need to start doing is, you know, a couple of things. So the first is on the demand side. Southern Nevada has been very successful paying people to get rid of their grass, putting in grass restrictions. You know, no one likes it, but, you know, given the reality of the situation, it makes sense. And, you know, it makes sense for Southern California to do something similar. But, you know, they also need to increase the supply. And then they're able to do that if they would be willing to jettison their environmental regulations that are preventing things like desalinization plants from being built. And they are working on like a water recycling program, which I think will be helpful. So, you know, you've got to be proactive. You know, it's so hard. It's like there is an issue. It can be corrected. But if you just sit around and do nothing, it's going to be a big problem. And California...